Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles.
Yeah.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopping and Crowder, I tune in to bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopping, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else to be bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a traitor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
That bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
I asked three times. Is this us?
This is us, Joe. We ready to roll, baby.
I thought after we heard DBJ there, that would be a good starting spot.
Yes, yeah, right? Yeah. We know we got to throw you and DBJ in there now. Joe, you are dude.
All right. Josie in for Hawk. Crowder, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. Feeling good. Happy to have you. Thank you so much. Hawk's out running around the world somewhere. So
where is he?
Had to bring in a professional.
Vacation?
He went to Pennsylvania, drop his son off, and then he's finding a way to Atlantic City to gamble. He always finds a way to go gamble, Joe, and he pulls me into it.
Everything good with you, Crowder? All good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kids I spilled coffee this morning on my wife's new couch. So I imagine that's not going to go too well when we get home, but I did my very best to blotch it out, and then I said, the hell with this. I just flipped it over.
flipped the cushion?
Yeah, doesn't that work?
How long
before she figures out that I flipped the cushion on the new couch?
Well, now that you told the world.
You're all probably going to tell her, right?
You want to go grab a beer after this or something? You want to go home?
Four corners offense might be good. We have Steven Preciado today as our producer. We have Jimmy Garcia. And we have Solana. Solana, are you with us?
I am. Do you hear me, Joe?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Nice.
Good connection, too.
So that's our team today. Solana, Steven, Jimmy, Crowder, and me, Joe Z. We're here until 6 o'clock to inform and entertain. Shall we start with the code word? Is that the right place to start, Solana? You're the producer.
Yeah, let's do the code word. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000 right here on the Hawkman and Crowder Show. This hour's word is verse.
Verse.
You want to spit a verse, Joe Z?
I don't think does that work? Verse, yeah. I guess that would be proper. That would be a proper sentence. Verse. That's the text word. Text it to 72881. Verse. And you could be $1,000 richer. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Andujar and Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. The word is verse.
Thanks, Alana was asking. Do you have any freestyle skills?
I have no freestyle skills. I have no singing skills.
Joe, we heard you call games. That's freestyle.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you're watching what's happening. You're calling. That's a freestyle ability.
Calling a game. But I thought you meant like, you know, some kind of rap song. That probably is not my genre.
You're
It'd probably be a good bet on your part That would not be in my wheelhouse.
Are you more country, R&B? What you? I know you got the love songs now, Joe. I know how you are.
I like U2.
Bono and
yeah, Bono. I like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Bono, U2. I did see Coldplay on television this morning. I did see a Coldplay concert. My daughter and I went to see Coldplay. I don't know if that's man enough. You know, I don't know where they fall, but yeah. I'll tell you this. They put on a hell of a show.
I don't know. Solana, is Coldplay, is that man enough to talk about?
I don't know if it's man enough, Josie, but that, you know, that's good. Thumbs up, because you're right. Coldplay does put on a show. Like, they're known as being one of these bands that put on a heck of a show. I saw that performance this morning as well, Joe, on Good Morning America.
The
Today Show, right after somebody jumped out of a plane. Did you see that?
I did not see her
Laura
jump.
Bush.
Jenna Bush. I did not see her jump out of the plane. But I think she probably did that in honor of her grandfather.
Right,
jump out of the plane.
Right, yeah. They were keeping up the family tradition. I didn't even know that.
I don't really like Solana.
There was a Bush.
Solana, I don't really go down the path of jumping out of airplanes. You know,
that's not no freestyling, no jumping out of airplanes. We're learning a lot about Josie today, Crowder.
No, this is something I wanted. We have 2 days with Joe, and I asked him last time he was on. Joe's been in a plane crash, and it's one of the most amazing stories I've ever heard in my life.
That's right.
Joe doesn't like to tell it. I'm gonna get it out of him these next 2 days.
I find it would be depressing for people to hear.
Joe, remember when you told me I was sitting there, my jaw dropped. I was just listening like I'm watching a movie. Bro, that story's crazy.
It is crazy, somewhat depressing. We're supposed to be uplifting here, make people laugh.
Enlightening, life experiences. It's a life experience. I'm gonna get it out of them. I'm gonna get it out of them. Listeners, I'm gonna get the story out of them here in the next 2 days.
Solana, I'm supposed to be driving this show here. Did I miss headlines? It's headline time, right? Do we do headlines
now?
Yeah,
oh, we could do headlines. Yeah, we can do that, Joe. I mean, there's so much going on last night.
Oh my god, we have a lot of things happening here. We should tell our audience who our guests are, right?
That's right.
2:20, yeah. We're going to talk about the Dolphins. Safed Dean, Dolphin beat writer, Sun Sentinel is going to be with us.
Yes.
At 3:20. We're going to go University of Miami, but we're going to mainly use our guest as an analyst. Coach L will be with us.
Yes.
Coach L will be with us, so we'll talk about the meltdown in Philadelphia last night. And then we'll talk about Milwaukee and Brooklyn tonight. I'm watching the game last night, before you get to your headlines, Crowder, and I'm a 76ers fan, sort of, and they're up by 20 points.
Yes.
I turned the game off. And then I forgot to go back to it. I turned the game off. I walked into the other room, and my wife is watching The Real Housewives of Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, one of them.
Don't ask me.
So I started asking questions about, well, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? And the conversations that these women are having are, you know, pretty strange.
Very strange.
Like, do you always, is this what happens in the real world? And then I said, oh, crap. I ran back to the room, and the game was over. And I'm like, wait a minute. The 76ers lost? That's impossible.
26 points.
Impossible.
Joe, it's not impossible. It can't be impossible. Yeah. It happened. I want to ask Coach L about that from a coaching side, because people are killing Doc Rivers today.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But my thing is that Doc wasn't shooting and Doc wasn't defending. Like, that's why,
like,
I'm glad
they just stopped playing.
Yeah.
I saw up to the first time out in the fourth quarter. He tried to stop the bleeding right away. They missed their Dwight Howard misses an easy shot right in front of the rim. Would have put him up by 20 again in the fourth quarter. Atlanta went down, made a couple of shots, and he called timeout, and then I missed the rest. It's like
– it was ugly.
Yeah, it's like the tape ran out on me.
It was ugly.
So, meanwhile, Solana, what do you got for us?
All right, this sports update, it's brought to you by Local 10 News on WSFL TV 39 from 10 to 11 p.m. Get the same Local 10 News you know and trust 1 hour earlier. Tune in tonight on WSFL TV 39. So, yeah, as you mentioned, the final score in that game, Game 5, Hawks beat the Sixers 109-106. They were down 26 at halftime. They were down 18 at the end of the third quarter. Sixers social media is trolling the Hawks at halftime. And then only Joel Embiid and Seth Curry shoot the ball in the fourth quarter for the Sixers. Hawks come all the way back. They now lead the series 3-2.
It's sad that they have to pull out Ben Simmons because they'll foul him and Doc doesn't want him on the line.
I can't believe he can't make a free throw. It's got to be psychological, right?
I remember the big guy. I remember Hack a Shaq. Like Hack a Dwight was something when he was younger.
But this is a guard.
I've never seen Hack a all-star guard. Yeah. That's ridiculous. And he looks uncomfortable at the line. He's all weird at the line. Yeah. Then we talked about this Ben. This Ben is not a number two player. Ben Simmons is letting down Joel Embiid, who is, what, top three in MVP voting this year? Ben Simmons is letting this man down.
No, 37 points last night. Make a free throw. You're a professional NBA player. It's like Steve Sachs playing second base. Do you remember Steve Sachs?
No, I thought you were talking about a saxophone player down here. His name
guy couldn't throw the baseball.
He couldn't throw it?
From second base to first base. He kept short-arming and kept throwing the ball into the dirt. He had a psychological block. He and Chuck Knoblauch, they could not throw the ball from second base to first base. It's not a very hard throw. If you're going to say shortstop to first base, I get it. But second base to first base is a rather easy toss, which they could not accomplish. That's like Ben Simmons missing the free throws.
That's ridiculous. And he's an all-star, though. Yeah. This isn't a borderline guy.
Well, these are major league players.
Come on, man. You got the yips, whatever, that psychological thing. Yeah, man, get over it. Go have a drink. Go to a shake spot or something, Joe. That's how I used to get over my yips.
Drink?
And shake spot.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
and by the way, Ben Simmons wanted nothing to do with the ball. Like, that's what's shocking to me. He wants nothing to do with the ball when the game's on the line. Like, that's not a star player, right? Like, he wants absolutely doesn't want the ball. Just they're just leaving him in at the three-point line, and he can't shoot a three-pointer.
Would you want the ball if you're going to embarrass yourself? Bro, your fans are cheering when you're at the line like it's the last shot of the game. In the second quarter when Ben went to the line, the fans are amping him up. They're yelling his name. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is the time to go get a beer. Go to the bathroom. 3 free throws. They're cheering him on like it's the Super Bowl or something because they know this man can't shoot. It's embarrassing. Ben should be embarrassed.
Every time I think there's a game like this where a team collapses, Milwaukee did it the other night. Series is over. Professional athletes do often, I have to give him credit, show up with a backbone and bounce back in the next game.
Yes. That's what.
So I'm not going to be shocked if Milwaukee bounces back tonight. We'll see.
But James is coming. Well, James Harden played last two nights ago.
He didn't look good though.
But now he has 2 more days of rest, and I don't know, Joe. I think this Nets series might be over tonight.
Another shocking result last night was the following game: the Clippers. They beat the Jazz 119-111 on the road. As we know, no Kawhi Leonard. PG-13 came to play though. He didn't want to let people get those jokes off on social media anymore. You know, like he's done with that. And PG came to play last night. Respect to Paul George. They lead the series now 3-2. It shifts back to LA looking to close that one out on Saturday.
3 straight games of 30-plus for George. Yeah. The unsung hero is Mr. June, Reggie Jackson.
Yes. Yeah. With his glasses on. Glasses and his headband.
I don't know if those glasses are if they help him, but man alive. He made some big shots.
The old Horace Grant looking old fella there. But yeah, and then Donovan Mitchell. He was off.
They have done a pretty good job of lassoing Donovan Mitchell lately.
Yes.
They junk up their zone a little bit. They seems like everybody goes wherever Mitchell goes. He's really good at slithering and snaking to the rim and voiding guys and getting to the rim, but they have made it really hard on him.
Yeah, and my thing with Donovan, and I want something I want to ask Coach L in 3 o'clock hour. Like, if you have a player like that and you see it's just not his night, when do you tell him that? Like, Donovan, they have a plan for you. Start passing the ball, because he was shooting some threes in that fourth quarter that should never have been shot. Yep. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. I'm like, Donovan, that's a terrible shot.
I think
shot.
It gets contagious because everybody else in Utah shot lousy last night as well.
Yes. Well, when you're leader, you just said it. We have our team.
Yeah.
You know, we have our team now, Jimmy and Steven, Solana. And then your team leader is lacking. Other people going to start lacking, Joe.
That's a cue for me to not lack here in the next 4 hours.
That was a little something I was telling you, Joe.
Crowder giving me some pressure here.
We expect your best.
All of a sudden, my posture straightened out. All right, Solana, what else is on your list?
Yep.
That we can interrupt.
Tonight,
spitball.
Tonight in the NBA, Bucks, Nets, 8:30 p.m. tonight, as you mentioned. James Harden back on the court. No Kyrie Irving tonight as the Nets look to close this out on the road. They're a six-point underdog in Milwaukee tonight.
You know, I saw this thing, the crawl. Giannis says he'll cover Durant. And why would he not?
Well, the story was Budenholzer didn't want him to, which sounds crazy to me. You have a defensive MVP player, all-star MVP two times, and you don't want him to cover the other guy that's having 49, 17, and 10. The dumbest thing I heard was after last game.
Kevin Durant pulled out a flamethrower the other night. Someone needed to cool him off.
And they put P.J. Tucker on him.
Yeah.
P.J. Tucker, that's the answer to a guy that's about to drop 50 is P.J. Tucker.
That game was hanging in the balance like a playing card on edge, and he 5 seconds on the shot clock, whatever it was, he buried a three-pointer from Toledo.
Yep, and P.J., go get him. P.J. P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker. Really quickly, I'm going to run through the U.S. Open leaderboard update here. It's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. A five-way tie atop the leaderboard right now. Patrick Rogers, Russell Henley, Matt Fitzpatrick, Xander Schauffele, and Siwoo Kim, all at 2 under par right now. They're all still in action as the U.S. Open gets underway. Again, that's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. And your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE right now in South Florida. It's partly cloudy, 88 degrees. Currently, just about a 90% chance of no rain, Joe. 90% chance of no rain. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
I used to see Joe's face.
I wish I could.
I can look out the window and tell you that there's a greater chance than 90% or less chance than 90% of no rain. Where have you been living for the last 3 days?
I'm in K-Town, Joe. I'm in K-Town. K-Town.
Where is K-Town?
Kendall.
Oh, it doesn't rain in Kendall? Like,
no, I mean, it's actually raining outside right
much,
now. So
pretty
I don't
much
know. That,
anywhere
that
in South Florida, you've needed a snorkel the last 3 days.
Joe's not a fan of the weather reports.
I want to see how good you'd be with the weather, and you have distorted the facts so badly, you have just screwed up everybody's weekend. People are going to go, oh, my God, it's not going to rain. I just heard on QAM, it's not going to rain. Let's go to the beach. It's going to be wonderful. Meanwhile, they're going to get slammed by some typhoon.
I mean, they should have checked the weather app, Joe. I mean, what do you want from me? They should have checked the weather app.
He just guesses.
This is important stuff, the weather.
I agree. No, I mean, this is my job. It's part of my job. I take it very seriously, Joe.
Apparently, you don't take the weather seriously. You know, if you turn on the TV, any one of these channels, they have like 42 weather people. Now, usually, I'm kind of side with you, Solana. You can say, in South Florida, in the summertime, you got an 80% chance of rain after 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. In the morning, sunny and really hot and humid. 2 o'clock on, greater than 50% chance of rain.
So that was the best weather report we've had in years.
Always like this one.
All right.
By the way, while we're picking on the weather, why do they do this? They were tracking the tropics, and then they point to some little cluster that is off the coast of North Carolina. Right? It's headed for Bermuda.
Yeah.
And it's like the lead story. Why do they do that? We don't need to know that. We only need to know when we are in the cone of death, right?
Yes. You know what? Hey, Solana, text Julie Durden and let her know Joe doesn't appreciate those northern weather reports. We don't need North Carolina weather.
We don't need if it's going to Bermuda. We only need to know if it's going between Kendall and Davie.
Okay. No, I mean, you know, I'm very plugged in with the meteorology community down here.
Obviously,
so,
you are.
I'll
with
get
the
a
last
word
report.
In. I'll get a word in.
No.
Okay. All right, Solana. We're going to talk to Safa Dean in a minute or two. We got to take a break, but really quick, what I wanted to ask you, Crowder, is we've got Dolphins mandatory minicamp. Obviously, A lot of people are all, you know, upset about Tua throwing five interceptions, to which I say, slow down. It's only June. Slow down. We got to find some things out. More importantly, in the middle of this rebuild, will this Xavien Howard situation sabotage what they are trying to accomplish in the rebuild?
Yeah, Joe, and that's way bigger. We were actually talking about it with Xavien Howard's situation is bigger, but now in the league, the quarterback takes precedent over everything. Tua throwing a couple of interceptions. I think he threw five touchdowns and no interceptions today. Tomorrow it'll be different. I've told people, Joe, offense and defense scheme up the practice schedule. They scheme up the script. Don't take anything from June to heart about any player on your team. Not having the interception leader, your best defensive player, and who I thought should have been defensive player of the year last year, on your field right now, that's the biggest issue for Brian Flores and these Dolphins.
And what does it say about when you're trying to build your team, not only your assets of star players, but you're trying to set your culture, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Right? Trying to set your culture. What does it say when you've got this in the way?
I think players understand, and I'm actually on Xavien's side here because that he's the sixth highest paid corner in the league, and the five guys before him, five guys that make more money than Xavien Howard had eight interceptions combined, and he had 10 by himself. So I can see Xavien's side, Joe, but also work it out. To your point about, you know, Flores, his team culture, you know, the stability of his defense, which it was top five last year and should be top five this year. Get it done. Make him happy. Do you have to make him the number one corner? No. You can throw him an extra $2, $3 million this year, make him the second highest paid corner. Okay, I want them to get this done. To your point, get this defense set. For Tua to have a defense that's going to hold everybody under 20, it makes everybody's job easier when you have a defense like the Dolphins had last year, and I anticipate them to have this year.
Other breaking news from Dolphins mandatory minicamp is coming up next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shout out to all the pair.
Hawk and Crowder.
Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joining us from the Sun Sentinel from Dolphin Camp is Safa Dean. And which Dolphin Camp were you at today, the new one or the old one?
I wasn't at either of them, actually. The Dolphins wrapped up their camp on Tuesday and Wednesday. Today was a day of meetings, and then the guys took a tour of the team's new practice facility in Miami Gardens right next to Hard Rock Stadium. And the big news of the day is owner Steve Ross took the practice facility's new slide for a ride, man. They got a slide right
next to
the
– I saw that. He looked like right Dabo Sweeney at Clemson going down the slide.
They got a what?
They have a slide. Man. Like
a
Clemson.
Slide?
Just like Clemson. That's going to make all the difference in the world, a slide.
Come on,
hey,
man.
Clemson. Listen, man, Clemson won a national title after they got that slide. So we'll see how that goes.
All good reviews, though, Safed? Like, I saw some videos. I know you probably seen more, heard about more. Like, this is top-notch 2021 type stuff they got going over there, right?
Yeah, state-of-the-art facility. And look, the Dolphins, they've been in Davie since 1993. You know, more than 20-something years, 25 at least, you know, of being in the same building. So the new one, it's great, man. It kind of puts the Dolphins kind of on the same page with other NFL teams that have their facility right next to the stadium. And, yeah, the Dolphins are going to be able to get everything they need in there, from nutrition to training to practices to films and meetings. They'll be able to do it all there. So nice investment by Steve Ross. He continues to invest in this Dolphins team and Hard Rock Stadium. And we've seen over the years how Hard Rock Stadium has transformed to be one of the best, you know, venues in the country.
Safed, before we jump into what happened at Mandatory Minicamp, and Crowder, you can probably jump in on this as well, but the NFL and the NFLPA announced today their protocols for the vaccination, for players that are vaccinated and for players that are not vaccinated. And the short version would be this. If you are an NFL player that is vaccinated, your life is back to normal. If you are an NFL player who is unvaccinated, you are still subject to everything you went through last year, including travel, which is to me a little bit unclear whether or not a person who is not vaccinated is allowed on the team charter. So clearly, the NFL and the NFLPA, and this was agreed on with the NFLPA, they want their players to take their medicine and go forward.
Yeah. And I would say I've seen two sides where I heard Brian Flores and Dolphins just bring in experts and educating the players. But I also saw Bruce Arians in Tampa, and he said, I'm the expert. I told all my players to be vaccinated. Like, get vaccinated. Let's get back to normal. Let's get to football. I don't know the right approach, but I don't – Salford, I don't want to put you on the spot and say, what's the right approach? But how do you think the NFL is dealing with this?
I think we lost Salford.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I'm right here.
Okay, yeah. Like, is this tough for the NFL to deal with? Because you can't tell somebody what to do, but Bruce Arians flat out told his team what to do. Like, is this tough for the league?
Yeah, I think it's leagues, teams want to encourage their players to definitely get the vaccine. And the hope is that, you know, if the vaccine does what it's supposed to do and prevent you from contracting COVID-19, then you kind of have a competitive advantage where players are not missing games due to COVID. And that's essentially what the hope is. You know, everybody's trying to get back to some level of normalcy here. The NFL hopes these policies will help it in a season where, you know, week in and week out last year, there were players missing due to COVID, players missing due to protocols that they may have, missed out on. So the NFL is just trying to make sure that its product is continuing to be, you know, one of the best on the field come 2021.
And let's jump into the football side of it. With Tua, man, that was the big thing. 5 interceptions. Then they say the last day, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. I don't take much out of minicamp, Soffit, but I did hear Ruthie Polinsky say that Tua kind of his mannerisms kind of changed. Like that youthful joy that he had, she said he kind of pulled back from that. What difference did you see in Tua, which the quarterback's always going to be the number one story, bro, not Xavier Howard, which I think it is, but it's quarterback. What differences on the field, differences off the field have you seen in Tua through the short period of time you had a chance to see him?
Yeah, I think, you know, what Ruthie said is kind of correct is, you know, Tua, after throwing the 5 interceptions, he wasn't, I want to say, all the way dejected, but, you know, he realized he had a poor practice on Tuesday. And what did he do? He rebounded and didn't throw a pick at all. And like you mentioned, 6 touchdowns. You know, I was there inside the bubble. I got to see practice, on Wednesday to see him rebound. And, you know, Tua still has his struggles, man. He still has a lot to improve on, particularly, you know, in goal line and red zone area, you know, where the field is short. Tua kind of has a tendency to hold onto the football a little bit, you know, longer than he should. And he tries to kind of escape the pocket and let things open up. But he needs to really start learning how to throw with anticipation to his receivers. And that's just going to come with time. You know, this mini camps in June, you know, 5 interceptions in a practice in June, you know, 3 months before the season, it's not a cause of alarming concern. But it just shows the more work that Tua and this team has to do, to be competitive in 2021.
Fellas, I mean, Crowder, I fall on your side on the Tua. Because none of us know what he was asked to do in those drills, or what those drills were set up to do, and how those drills would be different from today as compared to late July or August. It's very conceivable that everything was stacked against him in those drills, correct?
Oh, yes, right? Yes. And they, in the scheme,
they
and
can
the coaches,
stack it however yes. they want just to find out, to eliminate certain parts of his game. Here's where I'm going to jump ahead. Here's where I would judge Tua. At New England, Buffalo, at Oakland, home against the Colts, at Tampa, at Jacksonville. Are you 4-2 after those games? Are you 3-3? Are you 2-4?
Yeah, and I would definitely say, you know, not even just aside of those first couple games. Look, in practice, the defense knows what the offense is going to run. They've seen it all offseason. You know, they're going to see it in the preseason too. And I think if you're a Dolphins fan, you should take some solace in knowing that Tua Tagovailoa is going up against and learning and developing against a Brian Flores defense in practice. We're talking about defense with multiple fronts, multiple looks on the back end, the most versatile defense in the NFL among them. You know, so Tua's going up against a great unit, a great defensive scheme. And if he can get past the one that he's dealing with in practice, the ones he faced on Sundays, you know, should come with some kind of relative ease too. So it's a developing process. These are growing pains that a young quarterback is going to have. We've all seen Tua shine in Alabama. We know what he can do when he has a full mastery of an offense, full chemistry with his receivers, and more importantly, his health at 100%. You know, Tua's worked his way to get back into incredible shape. He's much stronger than he was before. lost a significant amount of body fat over this offseason here, and now he's trying to make the next step he needs to make in the next stage of his career.
And talking about just working through stuff, as we were talking about, I thought about my rookie year when Chris Chambers was a Pro Bowl receiver, and they would go, you know, two receivers on one side, and you got to decide to bring the other corner over the slot or walk your will linebacker out. So early in camp, they started walking me out on Chris Chambers, and I remember a number of times the ball being thrown, I turn around, and it's just a crotch in my face because Chris is jumping, you know, 11 feet off the ground to catch the ball. And I was kind of like, Coach, I don't know if I should be over here with him. This is a bad decision. We end up, you know, it's called double. We end up sending the other corner over. But we worked through that, and I was a part of that after Chris Chambers dunked on me about 10 times a day. So working through sides of the ball is something that you do, and you utilize the minicamp and OTAs you didn't have last year that you can utilize this year for figuring out that scheme. But, Safed, I want to ask you, just speaking about Chris and the receivers, game one, as you see it now, game one, who are the starting receivers? If you have three receivers on the field, who is it? Because they've put money into free agents. They drafted Waddle. They have Preston coming back from injury. Devontae should, I would assume, is your number one dog. If you have to put three receivers out, game one, who are those three starting receivers?
I mean, my three are going to be, you know, Devontae Parker, like you said, Will Fuller, the big signing that you got, and Jalen Waddle, the speedster, the first-round pick that you got. Preston Williams, probably fourth in line for me. And my hope is Tua throws all these guys open and all those receivers can get their crotches in some other guys' faces, right?
Yes. Well, hopefully it's not mine anymore. I've had enough crotches in my face off it. I just leave that alone. Me and Chris are cool, but even to this day, I'm like, man, you done put your crotch in my face 10 times in a day. I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
You see, no, you guys are more than friends. You were teammates. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
Safed, how about Jalen Phillips? What can we what did you see? Did he participate? Will he be an impact player? I know that obviously you don't pick him in the first round. Don't believe without the knowledge or belief that he's going to be an impact player. But you know, his first appearance on the field, did he look like he belonged?
Man, I saw Jalen Phillips kind of out and about in town, and this dude is rock solid. I mean, just like a specimen of a human being. He really, really cares about his body and his conditioning and how he, you know, obviously is in shape to be on the field. That's obviously very, very important to him. And it shows, you know, in the practices that we saw so far, you know, he's still learning the scheme, learning the positions of where to play. And that's kind of a little bit of a challenge for, you know, a rookie or a young player, even like a first-time free agent, joining the Dolphins and learning this defense ran by Brian Flores. You know, this team, we saw last season specifically, you know, they signed a bunch of guys, you know, like Emmanuel Ogba, Shaq Lawson, Kyle Van Noy, Byron Jones. And still it took a couple weeks for those guys to really get their feet wet and settled in that defense before, you know, they turned it on in the middle of the season and went on that, you know, great stretch of success last year. Jalen Phillips is going to fall in the same boat. He's going to have to learn the defense, but more importantly than that, learn how to react to offenses and how they attack that defense. And then when he kind of gets that all settled under his belt, he'll definitely have the talent to show and show he's worth, you know, being the first-round pick and really shine for the Dolphins defense.
And, Safed, I got to ask you about the Xavien Howard situation. I see X's side. I'm the sixth highest paid corner, and I had 10 interceptions. The guys that are – the five guys paid higher than me this season have 8 combined. But the Dolphins' argument is you have 4 years left on your contract. You signed that deal a year ago, a 5-year deal a year. I can see both sides of it. How do you see the Xavien Howard dilemma working out?
Yeah, I definitely see, you know, they're going to have to continue to talk. And I could definitely see this stretching out into training camp. And I could see Xavien Howard possibly holding out in training camp if the Dolphins don't come to a resolution with him on getting him, you know, kind of a restructured deal. You know, I think the length of the years is probably not the problem, and Xavien already has, you know, a bunch of the guaranteed money already in his pocket. But look, I think more important than that, you spoke about how five other cornerbacks reset the market since Xavien signed his 5-year deal worth, I believe, $75, $76 million. This happened in May 2019, so five new guys reset the market. He balled out last year, played all 16 games, came back from a knee injury that he said himself was worse than he first, you know, initially expected. So for him to have a standout season, you know, obviously you're going to want to be compensated for the work that you do, especially when it's far and above better than, you know, people on your team. And everybody else across the league. You know, the Dolphins went out and signed Byron Jones as a security blanket along with drafting Inoue Igbinoghene because the Dolphins didn't know where Howard's health would be before last season. And now Byron Jones is the highest paid player on the team, you know, ahead of Howard too. So the Dolphins have some interesting things to kind of go on here. This is the next kind of phase in the dynamic between Brian Flores and Chris Greer and preaching, you know, the team first mentality. Because now you got guys like, you know, Jerome Baker, who just got an extension. Guys like Mike Gesicki, who's looking to get an extension off his rookie deal. Guys like Emmanuel Ogba trying to get some more years after being the sack leader last year. And Xavien Howard looking for, you know, a new deal too. So this is the next phase in the rebuild for the Dolphins, and we'll see how the Dolphins handle this from now until training camp.
And Sarvet, on a whole different note, I don't know if you listened to the show the last 2 days, but we got into a discussion about guys that cover Dolphins. It started in print media, and then we just got to guys that cover the Dolphins. And it seemed like we were talking about a cage match, a WWF, you know, Royal Rumble type situation, and who would make it out. I'll tell you, Bo Camper got the size and the strength, so he had a lot of votes. Then Mike Cugno, he has the youth and the cardio. He got a bunch of votes. My vote was Safet Dean because I think you got the crazy. I think you'll stab a dude with a pencil. I think you'll bite a person's eye out. Like, am I wrong about that, Safet? Can you be my favorite?
You know what? I heard that comment. I had a friend text me that you made the comment the other day. And all I could do was laugh. And you know what I'll tell you? You're damn right, Crowder. I'm coming in the last one standing, all right? I'm going after everybody's knees. When I catch my breath, I'm going to go back at it again. I'm going to hug the ropes and kind of, you know, wait till everybody else is fighting. You know what I'm saying? You know how some of the wrestlers do on the corner during the Royal Rumble? They try to get some rest. They let the other two fighters go. When I see two fighters fighting and I want to get a cheap shot in, I'll go ahead and take one. If there's somebody hanging on the top of the rope, I'm going to jump over and try to, you know, push them over the top. So you got me, Crowder. I'll help you win some money back you lost from Chad Johnson's fight the other night.
I appreciate you, bro. You're my favorite now. I'm going to win me some money off this.
I'm going with Bo Camper. I'm sorry. I know he's in his 60s. Bo Camper was a wrestler. He's 6'9", 290 pounds. He's still getting, you know.
But Safet, I got you. Safet bites his Achilles.
Safet, here's what you do. You get in that ring with Bo Camper and you say, you shouldn't have dropped that ball, that interception against the Redskins.
I would never say such a thing.
You want to win? You want to win or lose?
I'm gonna see Kim Bo Camper in the ring, and I'm gonna do the Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, like try to shake his hand, try to be teammates. We'll try to knock each other out, and when people got Kim on the ropes, I'll see if it's easy enough for him to go over. Then I'll knock him over, or if I need to save him, you know, for myself, I'll make sure the other person goes over again. You know.
I got Safet, Joe.
All right, you got it.
I got him. Okay. You my dude, man. I got you.
All right, Safet.
I got you too, Crowder.
Safet, thank you for joining the show. We greatly appreciate it.
You guys have a good one, man. Always a great time.
All right, that's Safet Dean, of course. Hawk and Crowder Show is sponsored by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. I have an important question to ask Crowder when we come back.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tata Lalicious, what's up, girl?
Hawk and Crowder.
Okay, Crowder, I said I had an important question for you. You will have to wait until the next hour because I'm behind on this hour.
Yes,
let us go too long.
It's fine.
Joe, as the traffic cop here, I'm not doing a very good job.
We had to talk about Safet fighting. No, I had to run it, man. I had to ask him, you know, what's going to happen. And, you know, I'm glad with my pick of Safet fighting somebody.
All right. So in our next hour, Coach Yell is going to join us. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs. Talk about the Sixers collapse. How do we look at that? Sixers collapse or a great comeback by Atlanta?
Sixers collapse.
Right, okay.
That's how I
And you think we're going to get a Game 7? Got Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Do we get a Game 7 out of it?
No. I think we don't get a Game 7 out of either.
I have some Miami-Alabama tidbits for you in the next hour.
Okay.
Alabama's already sold 16,000 tickets. Each school got 25,000 tickets. Alabama's already sold 16,000.
Sound a little scared, Joe.
No. I'm looking forward to it. Are you kidding? After last year? I'm going anywhere, anytime. Are you kidding? We get to go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's big time there. That is big time. And that'll be a good game if, I'll tell you again, I told you before, Joe, if D'Eric plays. I think it's a good game.
I think he's going to play. All right, so hour number two coming up, we'll be on, no, we're on QAM, right?
Both of them, baby.
We're on QAM all the time.
And 790.
We take all
and
the stations, Joe.
So we got Coach L coming up in the next hour, and we'll talk about the NBA playoffs, a little bit of a Miami and Alabama. Got some stuff on that for you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You ever got hit hard with the pelota?
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.